Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our producer and engineer, Stephen Shaldon.
Hey there.
How are we doing?
I'm well. How are you?
You know, a lot of my end of summer things are done.
Oh, really?
Well, I did the tomatoes.
Okay.
So tomatoes, I have lots of tomatoes. Now, I jarred some and I froze some.
Now, how did you freeze them?
Well, you know what you do? This is what Lydia Bastianich told
me.
You're not going to believe this. She said if you take the tomatoes just as they are,
whole.
Like don't do a thing to them, right?
Pull them off the vine.
Put them in the freezer. And then when you defrost them, guess what? The skin falls right off of them.
Okay.
How do you like that? You can't eat them.
You got to use them for sauce.
Well, you're cooking with them.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in eating a tomato. I just want to do it.
You just want to make sauce.
There's one thing I want to do. I want to put it on macaroni.
It sounds so much easier than canning them and everything else.
Yes.
So
there you go. So I froze a bunch.
Have you tried them yet?
No. But
okay.
I also made, 18 quarts of sauce.
How many jars is
that? 18. So that'll last me about 3 weeks.
Okay.
I was going to say,
that's not like, normally you do tons of
125, something like that. But this is good. I'm happy with that.
Okay, so you went the freezer route.
Happy with that. Put away some things in the backyard. That's over with.
Okay.
Goodbye. Say goodbye.
Yes.
Patio
furniture is going away.
See you
away.
Later. Get the sweaters out. So it's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's that time of year, Sheldon. That's it. You know, we got to get ready for that. It's big changes with the autumn world that we live in, and certainly people recovering from the big storms and everything. We keep them in our prayers. A lot of stuff happening, but it's about adapting to change and kind of taking a look at that today on Religion and Rock, how we deal with change in our life. You know, how do you deal with this new change of season? How do we deal with things when they don't go the way we plan? You know, it's about kind of adapting and figuring that all out. That's what we're looking at and hopefully discovering as we move through a good show about autumn and change. To start us off, here's the Eagles. New Kid in Town.
There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations. Everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. Johnny, come late. Everybody loves you, so don't let them down. You look in her eyes, the music begins to play. Hopeless romantics, here we go again. But after a while, walking away, and they're talking behind you.
something nobody likes is being the new kid in town. That's for sure. I can tell you that. And, you know, it was interesting. The other night I had had dinner and I said, yeah, I'm going to call this young guy who just went to college and just see how he is. And I happen to live like in the same town where this guy's college is. And I said, you know, what I'm going to do, I'll see if he wants to get a cup of coffee. And just see how he's doing as a freshman, because I take care of this family, trying to look out for them. So I call the kid up, and he says, yeah, I'm out of class at 7:30. It'd be great. So I said, okay. So I go to pick him up, and all of a sudden, the tears are flowing, and it's just a really tough time. And I say to myself, you know what? This is hard, right? It's hard to go to school. It's hard to go to college. It's hard to leave home. It's, you know, you get that homesickness. And a lot of kids are sort of in that mode still. Because they've only been at school a few weeks now. You know, it's good to pray for them, to pray for young people that they kind of get linked in, that they find friends, that they find some people to hang around with, because that changes everything, you know, when some people reach out. I used to say when I was in the high school to the freshmen, and I'd say to the rest of the school, nobody should eat alone in this school. And so if you see somebody sitting alone in the cafeteria, you need to go to them and invite them to your table, or you need to sit next to them and have some lunch, because nobody should ever eat alone. And there's something really beautiful and important about that, like even on a lot of levels, but particularly in educational settings, right? Because that interaction is a wonderful thing, because conversation leads to so much more. You know, sometimes they talk about important things, kids. It's not always just about Nintendo and all of that. They talk about important things too, and those things help young people to develop themselves, develop intellectually, develop spiritually. And this guy texted me today, long story short, there was a few days later, right? And he says to me, Monsignor Jim, I went to Mass today. So there you go, right? Kind of got inspired by God somehow. That's a great, great gift. So there's something powerful about that. And again, you know, gratefulness to God for the way that sometimes we're pushed into people's lives. It really does help, you know, other people an awful lot. Hey, here's Genesis. It's called Turn It On Again. turn it on again, Genesis. That happens in our life all the time, right? We have to kind of gear up again and get ourselves ready. So as this new season comes upon us, it does change a little bit for us. Now, in the academic world, yeah, it changes for all these kids, right? And all the college kids, without a doubt. What about adults? Sure, it changes for us because the kind of laziness and fun of the summer is sort of gone in a way, and it kind of gets busy again, right? I know for me, it's gone back to 7 days a week now, you know, and that's kind of interesting because in the summer, it was a little bit lighter. You know, there were a couple of nights off here and there and a couple of days off here and there. Really very enjoyable. But these times where you have a 7 day week or a 6.5 day week, what do? Well, you have to find joy in it. You have to find joy in the midst of the day, in the midst of the week, and be able to celebrate that, not run from it. And I think that's what God calls us to do, is to recognize that even when we're working, we can still have a tremendous heart full of joy if we're willing to be open to God's presence. You know, we recognize that God is with us in the midst of that. So yeah, when you turn it on again, we come to recognize that, you know what, God's with us in these busy days. God's with us as we're driving the kids around and running around. And we have to make time to kind of celebrate that. And that's why we make time to go to church, make time to do something fun with the kids, because that helps us to kind of hang on, not only this summer, but hang on to that memory and that reality now that God is still with us. And here's Black Crowes. This is called Hard to Handle.
Let me light your candle, cause the mama I'm sure all the hand and I just around. I show speaks loud in the words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad with me. Once I come along and down by the let me light your candle, cause the mama I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Yeah. So all the hand and I. Oh yeah. Baby. A good love hand. Baby. Baby. Oh, a good love hand. I need your love. I got my hand.
It's true, God does put things in our lives that are hard to handle, situations that are hard to handle. And what do you do when that happens? What do you do when we're up against it and we've gone through some kind of change where you say, gee, this is really tough. This wasn't what I expected, you know, or I'm sick and I don't expect to be sick, or something's happened in my life that's just terrible. You know, those kinds of things are moments when we kind of turn to God, and that's a change forever, right? Sometimes there are big changes. You know, recently I did yet another funeral of someone who overdosed. It's a terrible, terrible and sad day. I can't stand doing those funerals, to be honest with you, but I have to be there for those people. And that's the point, you know, to be there for the people who've lost somebody. But it's so sad. And I just wish I would. I said to them the other day, I said, I wish I was meeting you someplace else than this wake, you know, because it's just so sad for me to stand there and greet these people who have lost their son and their dad and their husband. You know, it's just a sad, sad day. The reality is we have to constantly pray for those people and their families. And, you know, the people who've gone through this tremendous change through no fault of their own, you know, they lose a spouse, they lose a son, they lose a dad. And you say, gee, this is awful. This is terrible. I think it's about having compassion. You know, it's about having some kind of understanding. And that makes all the difference in the world. And I think God calls us to be those merciful and compassionate people that don't judge, but are just there for people, like people have been there for us so many times in this world. So there's something really amazing and beautiful about that. Well, the next band confounds me because they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know why. Here's the Moody Blues. This is called Nights in White Satin.
In white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. Gazing at people, some hand in hand. What I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you. Say anymore, 'cause I love you.
Breathe deep the gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room. Bedsitter people look back and lament. Another day's useless energy spent. Impassioned lovers wrestle as one. Lonely man cries for love and has none. New mother picks up and settles her son. Senior citizens wish they were young. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion.
Interesting, it's not K-N-I-G-H-T nights, it's N-I-G-H-T. That's part of the thing, is about these cooler nights in our lives. You know, when you think about that, depending on where you live in the country, it does get a lot cooler now. And it's once again that time where we open up the windows, we kind of get a little fresh air. And there's something good about all of that, you know? There's something important about all of that. And I think that's where God calls us to kind of encounter him in the environment. It's beautiful to take a walk outside in the early morning, and it's kind of chilly, and there's something great about that. I love wearing a hooded sweatshirt, you know, walking around a little bit. It's something great about that. And I think that's kind of what we're called to this time of year, is to enjoy the outdoors, maybe in a way we don't always enjoy it in the summer because it's so darn hot. You know, it's an opportunity to get out a little bit more and take a nice walk and enjoy something, you know, some time with friends and stuff. All of that matters a lot. I think even the frisbee toss or the football toss makes a big difference. You know, those kind of times spent are not wasted times. They're beautiful times. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about autumn and changes in our lives today. This is Pearl Jam. It's called Just Breathe.
Yes, I understand that every life must end, uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go, uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none, huh, huh. Stay with me, oh, let's just breathe. Practiced on my sins, never gonna let me win, oh, oh. Under everything, just another human being, oh, oh. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt, there's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with me, oh, all I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. As I come clean, I wonder every day as I look upon your face, oh, oh. Everything you gave and nothing you would take, oh, nothing you would take, everything you gave. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool. No one
knows this more than me. And I come cleaner. Nothing you would take, everything you gave. Hold me till I die, meet you on the other side.
All of us have stress in our lives, and we have to figure out a way to kind of relieve ourselves of that. How do you do that? Like, what do we do? Well, I think prayer is the best part for me anyway, and I think a lot of people I know, it is the best thing that we can do. The best way to kind of get things going is to truly pray about it and ask God to help us with it, and I think that changes everything. So, yeah, in our lives, if it's tough and it's a stressful time, just breathe and maybe say that prayer. Get up a little bit earlier. Stop by the church on your way home from work. You know, they're open, and get in there and say a little prayer and ask God to help. Or at night before you go to bed, same thing. Give us a little help. There's something important about that, and I think we need that in our lives. It's such an important thing. And here's Rod Stewart. This is called Maggie May.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You stole my heart, and that's what really hurts. In your face really shows your age, but that don't worry me none. In my eyes you're everything. I laughed at all of your jokes. My love, you didn't need to coax. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from to save you from being alone. You stole my soul, and that's a pain I can do without. All I needed was a friend to lend a guiding hand, but you turned into a lover, and mother, what a lover, you wore me out. All you did was wreck my bed, and in the morning kicked me in the head. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home, 'cause you didn't wanna be alone. You stole my heart, I couldn't leave you if I tried.
love blooms in the fall, too, doesn't it? Yeah, there's something nice about that. I remember seeing the kids when they would go to high school, you know, finding that first love, and oh boy, that was such a beautiful thing to watch, but also very intense, right? Because kids would get upset if somebody talked to somebody else in the hallway and didn't walk with me to class and all of that stuff. I used to try to help kids to see how love progresses and say, you know, you're in a situation here where this is really like first love. And they would often say, no, I had another girlfriend or something like that, the kid would tell me. But in the truth of the matter is, like, love is very intense when it first starts in life, but as it grows and deepens, it becomes more beautiful. And I used to say to them, like, do your mom and dad, like, go to the supermarket together and hold hands together? And do they do everything together all day long? And the kid always says, no, of course not. I said, do you think they love each other a lot? And the kid would say, sure. I said, so, like, maybe that's, like, a different kind of love. Like, it matures as time goes on. It's not that kind of puppy love that's so intense. So we have to have compassion and love for our kids when they're in the midst of that, but also recognize and kind of call them to more to help them to see that in their lives, that love's going to deepen and get even better. Hey, here's Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is called Couldn't Stand the Weather. How do you adapt to the changing weather? Does it change your mood and attitude and change your faith life? I think it's, you know, kind of about adapting sometimes and kind of working it out in our lives and see how we can kind of get through the difficult times in our life and recognize that even with the weather change, you know what? It's a time for growth. Good things can happen in the midst of that. You know, there are a lot of famous songs written about September. You could probably come up with a big, giant list. There's one called September Song. Earth, Wind, and Fire has the song September. And this is one by Green Day. You might not have heard, but I think it's a really good one. Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends. We'll be right back.
Well, Green Day referring back to 9/11 here a little bit, too, with this September passing. You know, and that's a tough time for us, right? Every year when that comes along, 9/11, I can't help but, you know, that day not being a fun day, not being an enjoyable day. When it just happened a couple of weeks back, you know, I have to say, I said that to somebody who was with me, a young priest. I said, yeah, you know, I remember it. Like, he was in, I think he was 12 when that happened. And I was well aware of what was going on when that happened. I was in the high school and, you know, parents were lost and everything else. It was just a terrible time. And you don't forget that. You know, it just kind of comes up every year. I guess our generation, the generation that remembers September 11th because we lived it, you know, it's a tough thing. You want to kind of just wake me up when it's over, you know, that kind of thing, because it's a hard memory. We do have hard memories in our lives. It's what we do with them, you know, if they become hopeful in a sense because we recognize that God was with us and got us through somehow and, you know, continues to be with us and guide us. So I think that's where we go and look. We use our faith to help us through those difficult memories and difficult reminders and hopefully move on to something better that recognizes that, yeah, God continues to walk that road of life with us, even in good times, bad, sickness, and health. You know, he's always there. Hey, here's you too. This is called Mysterious Ways.
Living under the
U2 touring this country and getting ready to release a new album. Boy, oh boy, going to hear a lot about those guys as they get older. It's absolutely astounding. Mysterious Ways, I love because it reminds us that much of faith is mysterious. You know, our relationship with God is mysterious in its own way because people look sometimes who don't have faith and think we're crazy. And there's something about having mystery in our lives that's really beautiful. I think for most of us in human nature is solving mystery, right? So we want to solve the things. You know, where did I put my wallet? And we look around the house till we find it and mystery solved. But with faith, you know, it's not always mystery solved. It's living in the mystery, the beauty of the mystery, and enjoying living in the beauty of the mystery. Now, that sounds odd, but if you think about like your love for your spouse, for example, you could never define it completely for me. If I ask you, you say, well, tell me exactly why you love this person. Tell me exactly the entire list of why you love this person and why you stay with this person. And you really can't come up with that list. You know, it's going to be sort of open-ended because there's mystery. Love has mystery connected to it. And wherever there's love, there's God. So it's kind of connected to God, you know? It's about encountering that mystery and recognizing that that makes us people of faith. So yeah, like not finding the wallet, so to speak, makes us people of faith because we believe without fully seeing and understanding. There's something great about that. And here's Blue Oyster Cult, Burning for You.
City.
allow me to flip this song and twist it around a little bit about burning for God. How do you like that? Maybe find autumn a time to really burn for God again, our faith. Get it stoked and get it excited again and figure out a way to find some faith in our lives. You know, sometimes it's just as simple as going to church. Sometimes it's about looking around at the beautiful nature that's all around us and then go to church. Or maybe read a book or take a look at the Bible once again. There's so many ways in which we can kind of excite ourselves in the midst of this change to recognize that God is with us. The environment tells us the story that God is with us in the midst of change. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughn, and it's engineered and produced by the man of autumn, Mr. Orange, Brown, and Yellow, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.